Mr. President, if there is objection, and I note the senator from Kentucky on the floor, I will say before I read this, if there is objection, you are achieving the objectives of Vladimir Putin. You're achieving the objectives of trying to dismember this small country that has already been the subject of attempted coup. I have no idea why anyone would object to this, except that I will say, if they object, they are now carrying out the desires and ambitions of Vladimir Putin, and I do not say that lightly. So, Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that at a time to be determined by the majority leader in consultation with the Democratic leader of the Senate proceed to executive session to consider calendar number 1, Montenegro Treaty Document 11-114-12, that the treaty be considered as having advanced through the various parliamentary steps up stages up to and including the presentation of the resolution of ratification, that any committee declarations be agreed to as applicable, that there be no amendments in order to the treaty or the resolution of ratification, that there be 2 hours for debate, equally divided in the usual form. Upon the use of yielding back of time, the Senate proceed to vote on the resolution, that any statements be printed in the record as if read, that if the resolution of ratification is agreed to, the motion to reconsider be considered, made, and laid upon the table, that the President be immediately notified of the Senate's action, that if the resolution is not agreed to, the treaty will be returned to the calendar, and that there be no motions or point of order in order, then a motion to reconsider, and then the Senate then resume legislative session.
Mr. President?
Senator from Kentucky.
I object.
Objection is heard.
Mr. President, I note this, the senator from Kentucky leaving the floor without justification or any rationale for the action that he has just taken. That is really remarkable, that a senator blocking a treaty that is supported by the overwhelming number, perhaps 98 at least, of his colleagues, would come to the floor and object and walk away. The only conclusion you can draw when he walks away is he has no argument to be made. He has no justification for his objection to having a small nation be part of NATO that is under assault from the Russians. So I repeat again, the senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin. I yield the floor.